In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
NFL fans flocked to downtown Detroit on the first day of the draft, and Lions fans were well represented. Boy, oh boy, were they ever. WWJ's Charlie Langton joining us live with more. Charlie, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jackie. That's right. Lions fans were represented in the NFL draft. I saw a couple people I knew on television. Crack Man comes to mind, but there are a lot of other people here. I am down in Detroit right now. It is just incredible the way it looks. It's a walkable city. There are lots of barricades up, and there are tents up, and there's all kinds of places to party. And for the residents here, like Fernanda Lobera, she's from Mexico. She's only lived in the city of Detroit for a couple of months, but she is just taken back by all of this NFL stuff, right?
It's crazy, you know. I'm really pretty new in Detroit, but I think in that year, I haven't never seen a lot of people over here, and that's really crazy, and it's excited. It's just, like, excited. I don't know how to describe it.
I think she just did describe it. It's like chills getting here. It is. So many streets are closed right now. But again, you don't have to necessarily be by the NFL stage. There's so many other places to party and just have fun. Beacon Park comes to mind. Capitol Park comes to mind. Corktown comes to mind. Even Eastern Market. I mean, there's so many other things to do within the city limits. It's just really a lot of excitement down here. And 275,000 yesterday. I'm talking to people. They say they want to do another 275 or kick it up to 300. Tonight. Reporting live downtown Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, another large crowd expected in downtown Detroit today. Gates to the draft zone and the NFL experience open at noon. Detroit Deputy Mayor Todd Bettison says although the draft is focused on downtown, the entire city benefits.
So we have downtown, we have the whole city of Detroit, but really it's one Detroit. And so with our stadiums, with events like this, that's that economic engine that pushes money out to the neighborhood so that we can have police, we can have fire, we can have the beautification projects, we can do so much in our city. It just means a whole lot.
Bettison says the draft is a way to reintroduce the city to the world.
Well, if you're not able to get into the NFL draft zone, the city of Detroit has lined up a number of other outdoor activities. Tied to the draft.
If you get shut out of the NFL experience, there is still plenty to do in downtown Detroit. Laura Dean is director of public space programs for the Downtown Detroit Partnership, which has activated a number of parks in downtown, including Campus Martius, Capitol Park, Beacon Park, Grand Circus Park, Harmony Park, and a stretch of the closed Woodward Avenue.
We have small business vendors there, we have food trucks there, we have live music, we have DJs, and most importantly, the NFL draft has give us their permission and blessing to have the NFL feed in the park. So if you can't get in and see the main draft stage, you can see it on our giant video walls across the downtown in our pre-public spaces.
Those park activations are from 12 to 8 today and tomorrow. From the Downtown Development Partnership, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.